You really can't talk about homelessness in Winnipeg without giving some time over to 8-year-old Hannah Taylor. Hannah seems to come from some other time and place. She's a perfect little girl with a big heart, sporting old school braids and bangs, born into what appears to be the perfect family. Her dad is a partner in one of Winnipeg's largest law firms, and her mom is incredibly supportive and energetic, with time to help Hannah get to and from her numerous speaking engagements. And as chair of the Ladybug Foundation, Hannah is in hot demand, lunching with the city's business leaders while fundraising for her foundation. Hannah is perhaps too young and definitely too sheltered herself to understand the politics of homelessness, but she has seen some people doing without. And unlike most people, she's put her gut feelings into some kind of action plan. Here is Hannah telling her own story.
Hi, everyone. My name is Hannah Taylor. I'm 8 years old. And I have started the Ladybug Foundation to help the homeless. Ladybugs are good luck, and they are my mascot. What I came here to talk about is why I care about the homeless, and why we all must care about people without a home. When I was 5 years old, my mom and I saw a man eating out of a garbage can. I was very sad and felt sick about that. I asked my mom why he had to do that. She said because he was down on his luck and was homeless and hungry. I felt so sorry for him. For a very long time, I thought of that man and worried about where he was and what he would be eating. I talked to my mom about homelessness a lot. Why, I asked. If everybody shared what they had, could that cure homelessness? Then I started school. And one day, when I was coming to school, I saw another homeless person. Everything she had was in one grocery cart. Now my heart was too sad. That night, before I went to bed, I wished I could cure homelessness. Everybody needs a home. I love my home. My mom told me that sometimes when you worry and feel sad about things, if you do something to help change the problem, your heart won't feel so sad. She was right. I don't worry so much anymore because I know I can help, and so can you. Over the past 3 years, I've learned a lot about homelessness, and I've had the chance to teach people about homelessness. I've talked to thousands of people. I believe that if people know about homelessness, that there are people living without a home, they will want to help. They have. Everyone from my prime minister to my friends in Winnipeg making ladybug jars, and lots of other people, have listened and helped in a million ways. We still have a long way to go. Together we can help. We have so much. We just need to share a little of what we have and care about each other always. He's just like you and me. He just needs someone to care about him. I told him I care about him, and I always will. My next friend lives in Toronto. I met him when I was on a holiday there. He was working on a street corner, and I stopped to fill his asking cup with money from my purse. Me and my mom dumped all of our change into his asking cup, hugged him, and walked away. 20 minutes later, he came up behind us, and he had been looking for me all that time. He had my ladybug good luck charm in his hand. I had accidentally dropped it into his asking cup, and he wanted me to have it back. I hugged him and asked him what his name was. He said, "My name is Carrie." And then he said, "No one ever asks him that." We talked for a while, and I asked him if he works here every day. He said, "Most days." I said I would come back and visit him every day I could. He was so skinny and he had hardly any teeth, but he had the very brightest smile. When I do work for the Ladybug Foundation, I think of my two friends and how I all need to care about them. And so many people have already helped me make the Ladybug Foundation. We will all need to work together forever to help our homeless people. I will keep teaching people about what our homeless people need. And I believe we can make a difference. We all need to care about each other and share a little of what we have. If you want to help, just call us at the Ladybug Foundation or make a donation to the Bank of Montreal. Thank you for listening. Hugs and ladybugs.
And that was Hannah Taylor, the 8-year-old founder of the Ladybug Foundation, whose board members include some of the most influential people in our city, like Lloyd Axworthy and Gail Asper of CanWest Global. The foundation is coordinated by David Northcott, who started the Winnipeg Harvest Food Bank. Hannah's cool little ladybug jars are hand-painted, and they're little works of art in themselves, and they're scattered throughout the city. We have one here at the station. As you heard, the politics of homelessness are not part of her lexicon yet. It'll be interesting to watch how Hannah evolves as she hits her teenage years. You can keep track by checking out her website. It's ladybugfoundation.ca. For the Homelessness Marathon 2005, I'm Liz Clayton from CJUM in Winnipeg.